From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A report by the American Lung Association says California has some room for improvement when it comes to its tobacco tax and smoking prevention programs. The state scored an A grade for its smoking restrictions and smoke-free air, but Jane Warner with the American Lung Association in California says the state is getting a failing grade on prevention control programs. She says spending isn't anywhere near what is recommended by the Centers for Disease Control.
Currently, California is only at 19% of what the CDC believes would be the best practice. Here in California, they would recommend that we spend $441 million every year in just prevention.
California received a grade of D on the cigarette tax rate. The American Lung Association in California is supporting a June ballot measure that would raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes by $1 to pay for tobacco-related disease research. The head of the California Taxpayers Association opposes the measure, saying the money raised would create another new bureaucracy and more special interest spending. In other health news, a bill that would create a single-payer health care system in California has passed a key committee test and now goes to the Senate floor. Senate President Daryl Steinberg sits on the Appropriations Committee and voted aye at Thursday's hearing.
Even though it probably doesn't become law in this year, sometimes the function of the legislature is to elevate the importance of an issue like this and to say we still have significant improvements we need to make to our health care system.
Critics include the California Association of Health Plans, which argues lawmakers shouldn't waste time debating a bill that won't pass, but would cost state taxpayers hundreds of billions of dollars if it did. The single-payer bill faces an end-of-January deadline to pass the Senate. It would still have to pass the Assembly and be signed by Governor Jerry Brown. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. Stay tuned next for Curtain Call with Charles Sipos.